Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May the 12th, and there's a lot of huge albums released on this day, and we'll start on this day in 1967, when Jimi Hendrix released his first studio album, Are You Experienced? Featuring tracks Foxy Lady, Hey Joe, and Purple Haze, the record became known as one of the best of all time. It peaked at number 2 in the UK and number 5 in the US. Also being released on this day, 5 years after that one, the Rolling Stones put out their landmark double album Exile on Main Street. Recorded mainly in a villa in France, they were living there to avoid British taxes. How very patriotic of them. They named the album such as they are tax exiles. It follows three other incredible albums from the band, Beggar's Banquet, Let It Bleed, and Sticky Fingers, and hit number 1 in the UK, number 2 in the US. Rolling Stone magazine included the album at number 7 of the greatest albums of all time. A couple of Pink Floyd stories too as well, many years apart. On this day in 1967 at Queen Elizabeth Hall in London, the band introduced an early version of quadraphonic sound, using a device to pan sound around the venue. They also used bubble machines, which bizarrely got them banned from the venue as the bubble and its liquid kind of stuff damaged the carpets. Naughty, naughty. And then fast-forwarding many years to 2011, David Gilmour and Nick Mason joined their former bandmate Roger Waters on stage at the O2 in London. It was the first time since the 2005 Live 8 concert at Wembley Stadium that they'd actually played together. Gilmour and Mason joined Waters to perform Comfortably Numb and Outside the Wall. But for today's main show then, we're going to focus on a group signing their record deal. Yes, on this day in 1977, the Sex Pistols put pen to paper again, this time with Virgin Records. Now, the background to this is quite famous, of course. Malcolm McLaren had managed to bag record deals with EMI, who dropped them, and then A&M, who also dropped them, over their bad behaviour and, well, crazy antics. Richard Branson takes a punt on the out-of-control punks, though, and paid them £15,000 and promised to release God Save the Queen in time for the Silver Jubilee. The band released Nevermind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols, and the rest is history. It's a landmark record, and a landmark time in British music and culture and society, really. Now, I interviewed Sex Pistols' original bass player, Glenn Matlock, the guy who had a hand in writing most of their songs, and who left to be replaced by someone who couldn't even play an instrument, but that didn't really matter, did it? Anyway, I spoke with Glenn on episode 80 of Vintage Rock Pod earlier this year, and here's a short clip talking about how they came up with their musical style. Let's go back to the early days then, in the rehearsal room. I mean, what was it like coming up with the songs? Because you were doing something new, it was different. You weren't just trying to be the next, I don't know, insert band name here. So what was those early days like in the room?
Well, I think the one thing that the Sex Pistols knew for definite is we knew what we didn't want to be. We knew what we didn't want to sound like, but we was going to do it anyway. And it just kind of came out through happenstance, all our different sets of influences. You know, I like the pirate radio stations and the earlier beat kind of groups, you know, like the Who and the Kinks and the Yardbirds and the Small Faces, my big favourite band back then, and then all the Tamla Motown stuff. Paul liked some of the Tamla Motown stuff and liked Roxy Music and things, Bebop Deluxe and things like that. Steve was in love with the New York Dolls and Johnny Thunders, and John hated all that and liked Captain Beefheart and Can and Van de Graaff Generator. I hated Van de Graaff Generator. Hawkwind was all right. But anyway, there was all these different influences going on, and it all added up to the ingredients for what became a very rich wheelabase or stew. And although the music came out quite simple, there's a lot going on behind it.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.